Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is the current status of the plans from a few years ago to make these repairs or even replace the bridges to Goat Island?
We have been undertaking a series of information gathering steps, such as LIDAR surveys. We're currently doing some intensive concrete cores in the bridge that will help inform our next step of design. We're actually in the preliminary design phase. We're preparing, in DOT technical terms, the design approval report, and there are options involved. And so since the last time this came to light, there's been a lot of work going on in terms of analyzing our options for design. And they've ranged from, you know, how are we going to build this? We're going to build a cofferdam up at the top of the rapids and close off the whole falls like we did in 1969? Or are we going to do more localized pier dams as we work on a new bridge? And there's been a lot of effort put toward that because there's a lot of environmental issues with, in essence, shutting off the falls. And we are absolutely shying away from that now, which might be to the disappointment to some and to the pleasure of others. But with the situation with the lakes and the high water we've experienced 2 years ago, we are very nervous about sending too much water. If we block it off the American Falls, sending too much water over to Canada and the Canadian Falls and the impact that may have on the shoreline. So we're taking a real hard look at what our options are when it comes to the timing of the actual project. And in doing so, you know, those constructability issues and how we go about it certainly impact design. So we're still in the design phase. We hope to get use this latest information to decide on our course of action and enter into the next level of design once we get our design report completed.
So what kind of a time frame are we potentially looking at here in terms of getting crews out into the rapids there with the water, you know, lowered so it doesn't necessarily shut off flow to Niagara Falls there? But what kind of a time frame could we potentially see in terms of getting people out there making these repairs or replacing the bridges?
Well, it's a process. We are probably, well, there's a couple things going on. We have a good year left in design. And in the meantime, we know that the project is probably about a $45 to $60 million project. So in the meantime, we are looking for the construction dollars. How are we going to round up the money? And, you know, we've been applying to the federal government through the BUILD grant to assist with funding. We're looking at our own agency budget 2-3 years out, as well as, you know, looking at the overall state budget. So it's a process. We're in design. We hope if all goes well, by the time we design and bid the project, that we could see construction starting in, I don't know, maybe 2025.
Okay.
If all goes well.
And there's no sense of urgency to try to get this project done as soon as possible? Do you feel that the bridges are in good condition as they are right now?
Well, they do get inspected, and we just, as you may or may not know, there is a temporary maybe truss currently functioning over the bridges, so they're safe for pedestrian use. There's no guarantee that, you know, a stone may fall into the rapids from the bridge, but we do inspect it fairly regularly. And I think the sense of urgency is to just keep this process going and make sure that within the next few years we get this under construction. We wouldn't want it to go out another 10. I think that might be just, you know, getting out there a little bit too long. So we're in the process. Our commissioner is focused on making sure this design keeps moving. And as we work with the DOT and our other partners, it's that's our goal. Keep it moving.
So you talk about the money that's necessary for funding this project. What efforts are going to have to be made going forward to get the necessary funding to repair the bridges, and where will these funds come from?
Well, as I said, there is potential for federal funding as well as state funding. There's a fair amount of infrastructure money out there. There's discussion of a state bond act as a possibility. These are all possibilities. But we think that the timing's right with the focus on bridges and our infrastructure basically in the state. We're going to need to find the money, and this will become a priority once we get through design and get it teed up basically for construction.
And would you be hoping that maybe you could be able to get some sort of federal funds from the U.S. government that might be able to help you out in this process?
Absolutely. And I mentioned that we've applied to the, it's called the BUILD grant. That's federal funds. And that's, you're eligible up to $25 million. It's a highly competitive process, but we think that the merits of this project, you know, could help us place favorably in selection. It's hard to say, though, because it's, you know, it's a highly competitive program, but there are federal funds out there, and we're working hard to try to find them.
Mark, is there anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we might not have talked about yet?
Other than it's an extremely unique project, historic bridges over the American Falls Rapids. It's not your average bridge project, so we're excited about it. It does pose challenges, but we're up for the challenge, and we're excited to keep this design process moving.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.